What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extreme Inferno podcast, where we talk about everything gaming and movies. And I'm your host, Brandon Bybee. You may know me from Extreme Inferno, the YouTube channel. And here's my co-host, Jacob Hughes.
Hello.
Today, we'll be talking about video games. We have some wonderful segments for you.
Our first segment will be Best Games Of.
This segment is the best games of, and we are doing, we chose 2017. Yes, I know that was 2 years ago, but still, don't judge us. Jacob, would you announce what game you will be in this argument, you will be representing in this argument?
Today I will be representing Crash Bandicoot: The Insane Trilogy.
And And my game is Doki Doki Literature Club, or DDLC. It's a game I'm currently playing on my channel. Go check that out. It's Extreme Inferno. Shameless plug. I'm very shameless. Go follow me on Instagram, Brandon Bybee.
Okay, before he starts making you do everything, let's just get into the argument.
Alright, I think DLC was a pretty good game because, well, it brought a lot to the table. It was a good story. It's a good horror game overall. It may seem cute on the outside, but it's a messed up, dark, creepy game on the inside.
Okay.
That's my opening statement.
Instead of my opening statement being how I love the game, let me explain why my friend Ben's game should not be played by younger viewers. As he said, it involves death and teens killing themselves.
Okay, but people need to face up to the reality of that. See, yes, it may not be for people with depression, but still, I have depression and I still love the game. Sorry for my starting problem.
Okay, he doesn't have bad depression, by the way, just so everybody knows.
You wouldn't know.
So, alright. So, Crash Bandicoot, The Insane Trilogy, is a trilogy of Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, and 3. It is a remastered version of all three games, and it does not make you go through all in order. You can pick if you just want to do 3 or something, or 2, or whatever you want.
Okay. Objection. Because, well, DDLC, it is a very fun game. It makes you you're allowed to create voices for all the characters. Sadly, you never get to see the main character because it's played from a first-person perspective. But you do get to see some of the characters.
Hang on, so let me get this straight. You're saying that this game lets you customize people's voices so you get attached to them before they kill themselves?
No, you get to do the voices for them. Like voice acting, Jacob. And I'm totally not referencing to that to any future.
Don't listen to them anymore.
Oh, wow, you really think, okay. You're
Let's just get back on this topic.
You're defending a bandicoot.
Shut up.
You can't even speak English.
Anyways.
Okay.
So let's sum this up real quick. So this is your personal opinion. This is just all opinions of the games.
At least I'm defending a depressed girl, a girl who has father issues.
I don't want Kayla.
I'm like yandere and a girl who's freaking lovesick.
Alright, so let's just
compare that to you defending an animal with shorts.
To be fair, he also can use a mask.
And do you not see where this is wrong? This is why people go insane. We need to teach the younger kids of how the real world works
by showing them people murdering themselves.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys, but this guy had a messed up childhood, apparently.
Do you want to go through it one day, Jacob?
No. So, let's just sum this up by saying at least, like, two sentences about why each other's games we should, like, the other, like, you guys should not play the other one's game. Brandon, you shall go first.
Because Jacob's defending it.
That is unfair.
That is totally fair.
Just actually give us facts about it.
I mean, yes, I will admit the game's I do enjoy the game personally, but in terms of it being the best, and not by a long shot. DLC DLC may have a bad rep, but it's still one of the most fantastic games I've ever played. Well, actually, I'm still playing it. Go check it out on my channel.
Okay, please stop saying that. Alright, just...
Shameless plug, okay?
5 times in a row. Alright, so... You're right. Yes. I had a break. Yes, What are you talking about?
Your game is a terrible...
Yes, my game may not be the best of 2017, but it's better than watching people and controlling people watching their friends die. I've seen some of Brandon's videos.
Oh, wow.
By the way, this is not a PG freaking game.
Oh, you didn't think they noticed that when we first talked about teenagers killing themselves and death
for
this game? You really think they didn't notice that? I mean, for Christ's sake, my last video... And my next DLC video comes out tomorrow.
Go ahead.
My last DLC video. I walked in on the. Actually, I should probably not say this.
If you want to find out what happened, go see his video. It's on Extreme Inferno. No spaces. The symbols of pine tree and goodbye. Okay, so the next segment we are going to be doing is games that we want to come out into the future or we're hoping to.
This is totally not our second attempt at this.
Shut up. Okay, so I'm going to be, I don't know what you want to put it out, but I'm going to be defending, I guess.
You're not defending, we're just saying what we hope to come out in a different game.
Whatever you want to call it, I'm going to be.
Come out or coming out this year.
Okay,
I will go down a list, and we'll start with games that we're excited for or have come out and we like.
Okay, well, I really want Jacob to start. Watch.
Jacob, start.
Okay, well, my personal game that I'm waiting for, that I've been waiting for like a couple years now, is The Last of Us 2.
Jacob has beaten The Last of Us 1. I'm waiting to beat The Last of Us 2. Last of Us 1 remastered on my channel. The game I choose is a game that's already come out, but it's very, very recent. Days Gone. It's a zombie horror. It's a survival game. It's an action adventure survival horror game that is developed by SIE Ben Studio. And it's for the PlayStation. Other games that are coming out this year or have come out, Mortal Kombat 11, Apex Legends, Star Wars Vault, Jedi, Kingdom Hearts 3, Metro Exodus, Borderlands 3, which I'm also very excited for, Wolfenstein Youngblood, Anthem, Skull and Bones, Crash Team Racing Nitro, another Nitro Fueled.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, Shimon, The Outer Worlds, Far Cry New Dawn, Ace Combat Skies, Unknown, Psychonauts, Marvel Ultimate, something, Pokemon, a new Pokemon game, Crackdown 3, Doom Eternal, Ori and the Will of the, the name doesn't know, Rage 2, Astral Chain, Left Alive, Dirt Rally 2.0.
Tetris 99.
The Lego Movie 2 video game. Resident Evil 2, which has already came out. I actually want to play that. I've not seen it yet. Devil May Cry 5. Everybody's Golf VR. Sea of Solitude. God Eater 3. Dreams. The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. I'm excited for that. I'm a big fan of The Legend of Zelda's. Control, Team Sonic Racing, Total War 3, Three Kingdoms, and Dreams. Those are a list of games that are coming out this year. Hope you guys enjoyed. Catch us in the next podcast. See ya.